Unknown Chinese artist, Jade Mountain, Light Green Jade, 1790, Gallery 210. Part 1. Description. We're standing in a hallway that extends the entire length of the museum, almost a city block long. This hallway is often called Mia's Jade Corridor because it's filled on both sides with displays of artwork made of the green stone. Most of these objects come from China, a culture that particularly prizes jade. China calls jade Yu, which means pure, precious, noble, and right. Before us is a sculpture called Jade Mountain illustrating the gathering of scholars at the Lanting Pavilion. It was carved by an unknown Chinese artist and his workshop. This sculpture dates from the Qing Dynasty, during the reign of the Qianlong Emperor. This emperor ruled almost 60 years, from 1736 to 1795. He was a great art patron and had enormous respect for Chinese traditions and past achievements. He was also a prolific painter, calligrapher, and poet himself. The emperor inscribed the best jade mountains and kept them for his own collection. His seal of inspection appears on this side near the top of the sculpture. People from China have long revered nature as a setting for spiritual tranquility and refuge. Even images of nature can evoke an imaginary journey. Landscape and mountain imagery appear in all forms of Chinese literature and art, including poetry, painting, and jade carving. The mountainous landscape serves as a metaphor and vehicle for human emotions and concerns. Chinese landscapes depend very little on a literal depiction of the world. Rather, the artist strives to evoke a landscape of the mind, of his or her poetic inner reality. Humans are always included in this landscape, but they play a tiny role within the vastness of nature. Their inclusion, however small, shows how they, we, fit into the harmony of the world. Now for the subject of the Jade Mountain. The scene depicts the gathering of scholars at the Lanting Pavilion, an event that occurred on March 3rd in the lunar calendar of 353. Essentially, it was a party, and like many parties, it involved drinking. A scholar and esteemed Chinese calligrapher named Wang Shijur gathered with 41 other scholars and officials at the Lanting or Orchid Pavilion. The occasion was to celebrate the Spring Purification Festival, a time for cleaning the graves of the ancestors. Part of the festival was a drinking/poetry contest. The scholars, all men, were seated by a small winding creek. Someone up the creek had the job of floating wine cups down the creek. Wherever the cup stopped, the closest man drank its contents and wrote a poem. By the end, 26 participants composed 37 poems. The party gatherer wrote the introductory poem to the collection, and that poem has become the best-known and most-copied calligraphic work in art history. Part 2. What Jade Mountain looks like. True to its name, the sculpture is shaped like a mountain, broad at the base and narrowing to a peak. It's the largest piece of carved jade outside of China. It weighs 640 pounds, almost twice the weight of a supersized football lineman. The base measures about the length of an adult's arm, from shoulder to fingertips. Its height is approximately half that length. The width of the sculpture, from front to back, is slightly less than its height. Can you imagine the color of jade? It's a cool, pale green. It evokes the fresh smells of springtime, when the trees leaf out and the grass is new. But it's not just one flat uniform color. It has streaks of white, spots of brown, and a few specks of black. These colors occur naturally in the stone from which the sculpture was carved. On the side you're facing, there are a number of rocky outcroppings divided by cliffs and ridges. A stream meanders diagonally from top left to bottom right. A set of stairs has been carved into the landscape on the lower left edge. Three Chinese scholars, very small against the looming mountain, sit and converse at the top of the stairs. Another group, at the bottom of the stairs, walks beneath the wide, gnarled branches of a tree that has long, narrow leaves. On the right side of the mountain, positioned at 3 o'clock on a clock face, two more trees are lushly covered with disc-shaped leaves. An open pavilion is nestled under the trees, and four seated scholars appear to be reading poems to one another. The lower middle portion of the mountain is dominated by the stream, with surface lines showing the flow of the water. A group of scholars relaxes along its banks, where orchids grow abundantly. They drink wine, contemplate nature, and compose poems for the occasion. Wang's famous poem is at the top of the mountain, extending down from the 12 o'clock position. It's written on the surface of the largest rocky outcropping. The poem's calligraphic script is delicately incised into the jade, and a substance like brown ink has been rubbed into the incisions to make the characters more prominent. The sculpture is carved from a single massive piece of jade. Yet the surface texture is remarkably varied. Some parts, like the stream and rocky outcroppings, are smooth and glossy. They would be soft to the touch, like the surface of a silk scarf. Other parts, like the tree leaves or ridges, would feel sharp. Part 3. How Jade Mountain was carved. Jade is an incredibly hard stone. We say it was carved, but more accurately, it was abraded with a harder substance such as quartz powder. Artists used tools along with abrasives to split, saw, perforate, grind, incise, and polish the jade. The earliest known tools were hollow bamboo drills dating from the Shang Dynasty more than 3,000 years ago. Later, ancient craftspeople used rotary tools and iron saws to create ever more complex designs. A foot treadle machine, invented in the 17th century, sped up the carving process. Better abrasives were also developed. Present-day jade workers use silicone carbide and diamonds to wear away the stone. Jade carving on a massive scale required large teams of artisans. Several jade workshops were set up in Beijing to create art objects for imperial use. Some of these were like our Jade Mountain. The emperor kept the best for his own collection. To carve such an intricate design in jade, artists followed a number of steps. Selecting the jade piece and creating the design, first a drawing, then a wax model, sawing out the rough shape, then drilling holes and hollowing out areas where appropriate, carving the full rough shape, leaving areas blank for inscriptions, then carving the final shape in detail, and finally, polishing the jade and adding the inscription. Following these steps resulted in the masterpiece before you.